Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, indeed. It's Dining with Dan. Lunchtime on Wednesdays. That's exactly what we have here. We also have Phil Spano's Pizza. From a food truck in the parking lot.
It's great pizza. Absolutely. If you ever have a party, solo pizza.
So good.
Really good.
Oh, my. Is it good. Thin and crispy, just the way I like it, Bob. Dan Zangrilli on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can hear Dan pre- and post-game. His post-game chats with fans are as must listen as anything in Pittsburgh radio. It's unbelievable stuff. Dan, this is not getting better, my friend. They've lost 6 in a row and 9 of 10. They are on pace for 53 wins, which would be the lowest win total ever for the Pittsburgh Pirates in a 162-game season. Basically, the season's over. Last year, it took 89 wins for the third wild card. I hate to tell everybody this, but the Phillies are in the third wild card spot right now and on pace for 93 wins. But let's just say it's all the way down to 85 would be the magic number. Well, all the Pirates would need to do is go 73-52 the rest of the way to get to 85 wins. This is an unmitigated disaster. And again, I present to you the question, what is Bob Nutting waiting for on Cherington and Shelton? Does he have a number of games in mind? How long can he watch them lose every single game?
Joe, it's a question that only one guy has the answer to, that everybody is asking. I have maintained 60 games for that sample size Memorial Day, but they're obviously trying to expedite that deadline, and I believe that the shoe could drop at any moment. Maybe as soon as tomorrow, maybe as soon as after the weekend. I would think that the patience is razor thin.
On both, Dan? I'm sorry to interrupt. On both guys or just on Shelton?
I would think that it would be a managerial change first, but then the way that things have gone, I also wonder aloud how you would entrust somebody to oversee another draft and trade deadline, considering that
that's a big part of this.
There's no indication, and there's really no signs of life, really, just in the quality of play, the body language, everything that you see. It's one thing to have the record that they have and win games a certain way and have a ton of bad luck. And sure, I bet the injury attrition is going to be factored in here. But even with a full deck of cards, you're just seeing other things that I think are way too insurmountable to justify or salvage or to spin a narrative that points to any sort of tangible signs of progress. And so with that being said, I could see a shoe dropping here at any moment. I'm going to hold firm on my 60 games, at least if I'm to make a prediction. they'd have to go on one heck of a run. Obviously, the Memorial Day deadline is fast approaching. But the fact that they're 0-6 in May and it's 9-10 and you're losing games now with consistent fashion that Paul Skeens is starting, just the fact that the guy is sitting at 3-4 with a 2.7 earned run average in and of itself is really the only argument that you need and the biggest indictment. If you're not winning games when this guy's on the mound at least, then you've just got so many problems and it's becoming quite clear. He just wants to make sure that vision he has if and when, or when and if he makes a move, is better than 2020. And I think that obviously, you know, he's got all of the data points that he needs. It's probably at this juncture just a matter of time.
So you say 3-4 with Paul Skeens, which is right, and a 2.78. Anytime you have that sort of ERA, you should be in a lion's share of your games. But last night, it seemed to me more than most games that I've watched, and people say, well, Skeens is not as good as or dominant as last year. Okay, he doesn't necessarily have to be, and there's going to be a time where he's not exactly that every time out. But he only gave up 2 runs in 6 innings, and last I checked, that was a good definition of a quality start. They only get 1 run. It seemed like the offense was just so quick to just retire themselves. You know, I mean, I don't know why I felt that way, but it seems like even in the 9th inning, it's like, okay, ground ball here, fly ball there. There's no, I don't know, there's no mojo at all for this offense. You have to score more than 1 run. They average, I think, 3 a game. That's not good enough, not nearly good enough, especially when you have elite pitching. So people are now backing, well, all this pitching is going to, it's fine. At some point, Dan, do they make a trade with one of their blue chip prospects to try to address this never-ending problem of hitting?
Well, I mean, they did trade a really good arm, Bob, in the offseason, and they got a first baseman with a chronic wrist injury that's become a figment of our imagination. We've yet to see him or what type of impact that he could make. But, yeah, did they try to do that? Yes, in the offseason. But, I mean, how much more do you do? And, again, do you entrust, you know, those in charge to make those type of trades? Which, by the way, Spencer Horwitz had a heck of a price tag on him. But, listen, I mean, one bat I don't think is going to change what appear to be systemic issues organizationally in their inability to develop hitters or extrapolate whatever they have from whether it's the first overall pick or, you know, a potential left-handed power bat that was one of the key pieces in a return at the time you traded one of the best hitters in the National League in Adam Frazier. I mean, we could say what we want about Adam Frazier nowadays, but when he was traded, that was one heck of an asset that the San Diego Padres got, so you got to be able to get a return. So, you know, these internal guys that they have not realized anywhere close to their potential, and that's just damning because it's across the board. It's not one guy or two guys. It's a collection of guys, and without that, again, what really do you have to hang your hat on if you're going to be, you know, a small market baseball operations person?
Dan Zangrilli is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So, Dan, how would you describe sort of the tenor on the post-game show with fans?
To call this team bad is a compliment.
Is he coming from?
And that's just a sampling of this show. Would you say that the post-game shows have a vibe more of apathy, anger, rage, bewilderment? What are you hearing?
It's it runs the gamut from mentally disturbed to deranged to bouts of psychosis. So, I mean, it's all there. I mean, it's a smorgasbord. It's a cornucopia of instability, and I'm right there in the middle of what is very much a Mayview Hospital-esque experience.
To call this team bad is a compliment.
I love that guy, Bob.
That's really good. That's a really good drop. I mean, and that's what I get night after night, call after call, and unfortunately, year after year here over the last few. And it's you know, it's obviously now showing itself at the turnstiles and just the vitriol, and it's more than anger. It's something that is it's beyond concerning. From a business standpoint, like I, that's that's got to be a big factor in all of this too. That's why I think, you know, I'm happy to move the goalposts on the Memorial Day deadline, the 60-game sample, because, I mean, if they're sitting at 20-40, which is essentially the equivalent of almost what they're at now, like I don't see it going any further beyond that, but I wouldn't be surprised if something happened tomorrow either.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Bob, are you getting the same feedback, or how would you describe the vibe on your shows with fans?
Same. I mean, it really is. It's more apathy. There is anger, still anger. The anger is directed mostly at Bob Nutting, not so much the people who are under him, although, I mean, they're all parts of this. So, but yeah, it's people, you know, and Dan, you're like me. Sometimes you wonder, how many calls do I need to take to sound different? They're all the same, you know? There are many ways to express it. But essentially, it's all the same stuff.
I mean, the customers of an establishment are extremely angry and upset. I mean, they have been for years, but it's obviously gone to another level. And frankly, I'm glad that they're angry because, you know, it shows the passion and how much they care. And they're demanding and evoking things that they want to see with their club. And the owner has gone on record saying that he takes his stewardship of the organization very seriously. And I'll use this term again, the rent is due. The funds are insufficient. Payments are delinquent from the standpoint of the results that were promised and need to be delivered. And now subsequent action has to come in the way of a lightning quick turnaround where things just drop at the hat in 180 degrees positively, or probably the now inevitable, changing of the guard at one or many positions, in fact.
Dan, if they move on from Shelton, as we all think at this point, I mean, my God, what is he waiting for? Would he simply turn to Don Kelly, or how do you think that situation would resolve?
Yeah, I think Donnie would get an opportunity because he's highly regarded not only internally but externally around the league. So he would get at least a look-see. But I think the longer term vision, I would guess, and this is just my guess, that the organization would maybe steer a little bit away from such an analytic bent. And I'm not saying that they completely disregard it, because that would just be reckless and irresponsible. You need to infuse data. You need to infuse all of the new technology, biomechanics, and there very much is a science element to this game. But for it to seemingly drive so much of your decisions and carry so much weight in a room, I think that is something that they will back off on. A great example is of what the Texas Rangers have done. Chris Young, their president, brings in an old war horse in Bruce Bochy. They just fired their hitting coach and they pulled Brett Boone off the couch, essentially. He was doing podcasts for Odyssey, and now he's their hitting instructor. So I would think that maybe some outside-of-the-box moves where they get some really just true old school baseball guys more involved in the organization, whether that be directly in the dugout, whether that be within the organization, the minor league development, and maybe, and most importantly, I think somebody has to balance the baseball operations C-suite. You can have an analytical mindset. You need an analytical, forward-thinking, scientific mindset, but you also need to have some true equilibrium there with somebody who has been battle-tested, who's been in the throes of it, been in that dugout, and just knows their ball, right? And they just haven't come up through internships and other disciplines within the game that haven't been directly between the lines.
Well, I don't know how they turn it around. If nothing changes here in terms of moves made by Bob Nutting, you know, where do you go from here? The lineup is just flawed in so many ways. Is there anyone down in the AAA level who can come and play offensively now?
Outside of the Cook and York moves that were made last year, I mean, you're trying Gorski, throwing that up against the wall to see what sticks. You brought Peguero up here. You've used him very little. So I guess two of the four options, which neither of those four are overwhelming and going to move the needle for you. Again, you know, they've been beset by injury. Not to say that, you know, there's a 10-win difference between the right side of the infield if Gonzalez and Horwitz are healthy, but you're also probably looking at a much longer, deeper lineup that's tougher to navigate. It probably does, you know, result in a few wins, nothing significantly. But again, stepping backwards, it's just there's not enough within the system to weather this attrition that they've sustained. And to say where they go from here, I don't know. That I'll stop short of stripping this thing down to the studs, but you're going to have to bring in somebody that really knows what they're doing to try to turn around the guys on the existing roster who do have ability and potential. We could see what other organizations can do with similar players. They have success with them. Find those players, I think, to grab what you can out of them is the best solution for the here and the now. But then there's the longer-term vision of trying to deepen this organization with some more offense for sure.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate the time. Good luck on the pre and post.
Yeah, you're doing a great job with it, too. It's not easy, I know.
May the odds be ever in my favor. Thanks, guys.
To call this team bad is a compliment.
What planet is he coming from?
Thanks, Dan. Thank you, Dan. I think the second guy, his voice is really what does it for me, that it's a compliment to call them bad. Can I hear that voice again? It's a radio voice, Bob.
What planet is he coming from?
To call this team bad is a compliment.
He sounds like some old... That sounds like the narrator from The Twilight Zone.
They're a joke.
It does.
This is a disaster,
but he makes his point.
Bob.
He's strong about his point, and he's speaking for lots of people.
Well, yes, he is. And the danger, I've always said, for the Pirates comes when anger turns to apathy. And if you look at the National League attendance figures, the only team worse is Miami, with a lower attendance figure than the Pirates. And maybe that's why they didn't ban the fan who approached the usher yesterday, Bob, because if you lose one fan, your attendance goes down by 73%.
That all was right. Just a terrible situation all the way around.
It was ridiculous.
I don't understand how it ever gets to that point.
Well, when you say all the way around, according to somebody at your station, the fan or both fans were giving a woman at the concession stand a hard time, correct?
Right. I mean,
the usher stepped in and then it got ugly.
Culture right now that everyone's angry and mad and has to result to the...
Well, I hope if that happens, somebody steps in. Now, did the usher step in the right way? That's up for question. You saw the video.
I saw the video.
I know this. When somebody spits on me,
no, it's terrible.
All bets are off.
All bets are off. I agree. But I think, you know, they're looking at it from their own point of view about what you're supposed to do. But I know me. If someone did that to me, I would react very similar. Wait a minute. I mean, but again, why does it come to this? Why?
I don't know.
Why can't people comport themselves with a little dignity anymore? You know, generally speaking, you see this all the time in sporting events.
I don't believe in the old adage that the customer is always right. If he's spitting on people,
agree.
That's not right.
What you're saying, absolutely.
Now, again, that doesn't mean that headlines that go across the country reading Pirates Usher beats fan with belt is a PR win by any means. But from what I saw, at least, and I don't know the whole story, from what I saw, I'm on Team Usher more than Team Fan in this one. How about you, Limits?
Man, a horrible situation all around, but you just cannot spit on anyone and expect there not to be that type of reaction.
Just, it wasn't once.
That is just unacceptable, ridiculous behavior.
And that wasn't addressed. The only thing the Pirates addressed was the Usher. And, well, I won't say what I said earlier. All right, let's
both
keep
were
moving.
Both were in the wrong.
Yes. Well,
but I understand.
One was way more in the wrong for the reported actions that led to the confrontation and for what transpired thereafter.
Yes.
I think one was, at least from what I saw and what's been reported, way more in the wrong than the other.
I do agree with that, yes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.